Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Art is an idea that belongs to everyone. That's how artist and Brooklyn's Pratt Institute professor Kit White starts his new book, 101 Things to Learn in Art School. He joins us now to talk about what art is and isn't and what art school can teach that goes beyond the studio. Welcome to WNYC, Kit White.
Thank you very much.
And this book is just what it's advertised to be. It's an artistic with an illustration on each page. I guess it's 101 or 202 pages of one saying and one illustration, 101 things to learn in art school. Number one, art can be anything, with an illustration of Marcel Duchamp's urinal, which he signed and named Fountain. Was that lesson true before Duchamp, art can be anything?
It probably wasn't considered to be as true. What Duchamp did was he really changed the game for everyone, because basically he said that art is about the context in which it operates. And once that happened, virtually anything could be viewed as art. Duchamp really was interested in making art non-retinal and making it more conceptual. And for that reason, he now probably is one of the most influential artists around. And certainly the whole movement of conceptual art and non-objective art that we have now is due to him.
Non-retinal, there's a really interesting word. Does that mean it doesn't have to be pleasing to the eye?
Not only does it not have to be pleasing, but that isn't its main thrust. Prior to Duchamp, all through art history, formal concerns were really the main issues, meaning form, line, color, composition. And what Duchamp said is those really aren't our issues now. One of the things that I consider one of the most important lessons in the book is the idea of art as a description. I mean, virtually everything, if you think of a novel, if you think of a piece of music, if you think of a painting or a sculpture, these things are all forms of description. And what they describe is the world that surrounds us.
From our comments page, Rob writes, lesson number 10 whatever, even the most successful painters in the world don't make enough to pay back what most MFAs owe. And in fact, the final lesson in the book, number 101, is not every art school graduate becomes a successful artist.
Yes, and I think that's a good point. You may have seen there was an article in the New York Times mentioning the fact that art school graduates and that artists in general are earning above the average wage in America. I don't think that's because they're outselling their art on the street. I think it's because the nature of their training has made them extremely flexible and adaptable in the workplace. They learn how to solve problems. They learn how to accept failure. They learn how to be imaginative. I was really interested by an op-ed piece that Walter Isaacson had in the Times about Steve Jobs. And one of the points he made was that Jobs wasn't a genius in terms of being a number cruncher. If you said, Steve Jobs, well, what's my birthday going to be in the year 2015 on a Thursday or Friday? He couldn't do that. But what he had was a tremendous intuition. He was able to look at something and feel his way through it. And I think that this emphasis on the intuitive leap is something that is part of art training. And I think it's one reason it makes artists very useful.
Some of the tweets coming in using our hashtag art school lessons are funny, such as Roy Olivia's paintbrushes make great chopsticks to Amy's how to have your work torn to shreds in front of you, literally, and start over again with a smile, a lesson from art school, and how to stay up for 3 days to finish a project. It makes any work deadline look like a joke. So a lot about adaptability in one form or another, you
Absolutely.
Might say.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, I know that at Pratt, a tremendous amount of emphasis is really put on performance and hard work. It isn't the idea people may have an idea of art students sitting around and talking and smoking cigarettes and basically not doing anything but dreaming, but that really isn't the case. They are extremely hardworking, and they're really put through the paces.
Lesson number 10. This one's provocative. Art is not self-expression. It's not?
Not in the sense that it's all about the ego flaunting itself. Back in, I think, 1951, 52, there was a German psychologist named Ernst Chris who wrote a book called Psychoanalytic Studies in Art. And one of the things he talked about was the fact that we really are receptacles. We're surrounded by all of this ambient information. We take in a tremendous amount every day that we don't even cognitively acknowledge. And all of that information flows through us. We are the product of our families. We're the product of our cultures, which is why we have different kinds of art in different places. And so to think – it's a very romantic notion that we have the heroic artist who's just out there bleeding his ego all over the place. But that really isn't the case. Basically, artists are professional observers. And what they do is they take their observations and they embody them in some form and then put them out into the world.
Kit White from the art school at Pratt with his book 101 Things to Learn in Art School. Each one on its own little page with an illustration on the page next to it. Tim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Brian. Thank you. I'm sitting here painting in my studio, and it's great to hear this stuff. I also taught for 15 years, and the students that succeed are the ones that work hard. So it was great to hear Mr. White speak about literally just hard work, the hard work of being in the studio, being alone, working, solving problems, the most important thing that I got from my art training. And I hope what I taught to my students.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
They're entrepreneurial and they're not, because how many artists do you know who maybe get up and go type self-motivated to create the art and then just resent the hell out of the fact that they have to worry about anything economic at all?
Well, artists, if they're trying to operate professionally, face all sorts of obstacles that get in the way of that entrepreneurial spirit, not the least of which is how do you get the art to a public? There is a whole thing called the art world, which is not an easy nut to crack. And that is maybe the biggest stumbling block. And there's the other problem that art is not something that the culture embraces the way it does toaster ovens. And so you don't have the average person going out and seeking art to buy, which means that there is always a very thick intermediary between the makers of art and the public that they are looking for.
Lesson 11, all art is quite useless. What?
One of my favorites.
Oscar Wilde.
That comes from Oscar Wilde. The point, and like many of Wilde's comments, it's a tongue-in-cheek truism in that art isn't utilitarian. Art is not has no use value in the world. It only has exchange value. And one of the things that makes it different from other things is that it doesn't have a utilitarian purpose. But what art does is it helps develop the individual and the collective identity of any culture. That isn't something that's useful per se, but it's something that's critical to the functioning of any society.
Number 14, all images are abstractions. Number 20, clear sight makes clear art. Number 32, context determines meaning. Number 75, humility is critical to honest evaluation. Kit White, artist and associate professor at Pratt Institute, his new book, 101 Things to Learn in Art School. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.